This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Bird joins me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell me what number five is in the Google Trends search?
Yes, we've got Valentine's Day coming up next week. Either, you know, that exciting holiday where you get to clutch your significant other or something that you dread, and it kind of reminds you that you're single every year. But I don't know. For me, being a single person, I'm not too broken up by it, because looking at some of the stats around what people are searching for, some of the statistics that I have here say that it costs about $170 on average for a couple's Valentine's Day dinner. So that's $170 that you just pocket. Also, one of the top trending Valentine's Day gifts this year is a beef jerky bouquet. No thank you. So I'm okay without receiving a beef jerky bouquet. What's also pretty interesting, of all the different search trends around the state, or around all the states with Valentine's Day, everybody is searching for flowers over chocolate, except for in New York, they're searching for chocolate over flowers. So I don't know, everybody, I guess, just loves chocolate in New York, and so people are trying to figure out if their celebrity crush is still single. So Rob Gronkowski was one of the top single questions asked, if Rob Gronkowski is single over the past week, but yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if he is, actually. You got to Google that. But if he is, maybe get him a beef jerky bouquet and you can win his heart over.
You know, everybody says they look forward to this day. And personally, I look for the day afterwards, because that's when all the candy is at 50% off.
Ooh, that's a veteran move. Okay, I got to keep my eye out for that.
Yeah, some of the best candy, they just leave it on the shelf and it's like, bam, that is all mine.
They're just giving it away for free, man. That's awesome.
It sounds like you didn't know. Am I the only one who knew about this trick?
Well, I feel like I knew that about, like, after Halloween, but I don't know. I guess I wasn't privy to the discounts post-Valentine's Day, but I'll keep an eye out.
Yes, and the stuffed animals, too. My dogs, I usually give one of those stuffed animal things to my dogs because they like to chew them up, and it's cheap, so why not, right?
Man, that's awesome. And, oh, yeah, and there's one other thing I got to mention. So Hooters is saying that they'll give you free wings on Valentine's Day, everybody, if you bring in a picture of your ex and shred it in the store, which is absolutely hilarious. So everybody has to do that if they can.
It's going to be a fake ex. I'm just going to print out a picture and just get some free wings.
This is Leonardo DiCaprio, Mason. Well, nope, he's an ex of mine here. I'm shredding it up. Give me my wings.
What was number four?
So number four was Gerber Baby. So Lucas Warren of Dalton, Georgia, was selected as the new face of Gerber this past week. And it's a big kind of barrier-breaking type situation, because Lucas has Down syndrome. And that was the first baby to be selected for the Gerber Baby campaign that has Down syndrome. So some big interest around that, national interest. And there was more than 140,000 submissions, actually, to the Gerber Baby contest, and they do it every single year, and Lucas was chosen, and the CEO of Gerber Baby said, "Lucas's winning smile and joyful expression won our hearts this year, and we are thrilled to name him the 2018 Spokes Baby." And I thought that I thought they did this longer, but apparently the contest just started in 2010, but I mean, the Gerber Babies have been around forever, so maybe the contest started in 2010, but they just had been selecting babies since Gerber was around.
How did they decide on it? Is it a panel of baby experts who are like, that's the baby right there?
It is some sort of a baby panel, and then they go through and they kind of decide which baby they best fit. But it's pretty exciting, because Lucas's family is going to get $50,000, and they're featured on Gerber's social media channels throughout the year. So Lucas is about to be baby famous.
Oh, good for you, Lucas. What was number three?
Number three was the Dow. So a wild week this week for the Dow in the stock market. It plummeted 1,175 points on Monday, which is actually the largest point drop in history, surged on Tuesday, and then a huge sharp decrease on Thursday. So it's interesting, you know, as millennials ourselves, this is kind of the first time we've had to deal with this type of stock market volatility. So kind of an interesting thing going on right now, and nobody is exactly sure what's going on, but some of the potential causes are investor forecast. Most investor forecasts think that yields need to reach 3 to 3.5% to threaten the 9-year bull run in stocks. And there's a lot of different theories out there, but basically the U.S. economy is strong, but the stock market appears to be a little bit ahead of itself, which is why we're seeing kind of those fluctuations this past week.
Yeah, when it comes to investments like that, it goes over my head. All I know is that something bad happened and it affects the Dow and I need to worry. Do I still need to worry?
I don't think you really need to worry, but it's something to keep an eye on. I think it's something that it's interesting because I agree it's kind of a little bit over my head as well. But after this is happening, I think I'm going to pay a little bit more attention rather than just looking at the numbers go up and down, maybe try to understand some of the reasons and the rationale behind it and how it actually affects me.
Yeah, that's probably a good tip for everybody to use, right? What was number two?
This one's Falcon Heavy, and this is awesome. So SpaceX launched Falcon Heavy, the rocket, into orbit this past week, and it had the Tesla Roadster in it as well. And it's the largest SpaceX launch to date, and it was the largest rocket launch in the United States since the 1970s. And Elon Musk, before the launch actually happened, was like, man, he was pretty nervous. He thought it could go either way. He was like, one big boom, I'd say tune in. It's going to be worth your time. He was even thinking it's going to just explode right on the launch pad, but it did not. The launch went off perfectly. And the thing that is so cool, you got to go online and watch some of the videos, that two of the rocket thrusters landed safely back to Earth. And that was one of the things that SpaceX was really trying to do, is make these rockets reusable rather than just jettisoning them into the ocean. But the way that they come back to Earth and just softly land, you feel like you're just watching a cartoon or something. It's out of nowhere. So it's very cool. But it was named after the Millennium Falcon, so it's called Falcon Heavy. They named it after the Millennium Falcon, but then also earlier SpaceX launched Falcon 9, which was also named after the Millennium Falcon. So obviously, Elon Musk is pretty excited about Star Wars.
You know, when I first heard about it, I was like, this isn't real. Did he really just put a car into space? And it's like, yes, he didn't troll. He was very serious.
Yeah, he is totally outrageous. You can actually watch the car. They have a live stream, 24/7 live stream. If you just search on YouTube, live views of Starman. And it's kind of boring because they basically just a close-up shot of a car, and there's actually an astronaut in it as well, like a fake, like, dummy astronaut, and it's just black. So it's not that exciting, but it's kind of cool to see what's going on, and there's just a car floating in space right now.
Man, what a great way to test out stuff and to also market your car, because that's great marketing right there. That's good advertisement.
Exactly, and they kind of need it right now because they had kind of a tough earnings call because the Tesla 3 is not doing so well, so you know, they need a little bit more publicity. Maybe they can sort out their tools. But Elon Musk was like, yo, if we can send a car into space, we can make this work, then we can figure out our issues with the Tesla 3. So hopefully they figure that out.
Awesome. What was number one?
We've got the Winter Olympic Games. So opening ceremonies are tonight, but there's been a couple things that have already started. There was, I think, curling was on Wednesday. Last night was figure skating. I got to say, last night was a little tough. Me and the roommates were watching, and it was the team event, and just everybody fell, including Nathan Chen, who is our golden boy from Salt Lake City, who's going to go there and just light the place on fire. And everybody was struggling. I would assume it's probably a pretty nerve-wracking experience, your first event of the Olympics. So I think they were just getting their jitters out, but not the best showing from anybody at this point. But it's pretty exciting. Tonight, 5 p.m., Pacific time is when when the opening ceremonies start, and it's exciting. I mean, everybody loves the Winter Olympics. It's going to be great.
Man, I'm waiting for snowboarding. I'm not going to lie. That's probably the only thing I really like to watch out of the Winter Olympics, yeah. But that was because of Shaun White. Did he retire, or is he going to be in this Olympics?
Oh, he's going to be there, and he had a super bad injury last October, and like he had like, I think like 60 stitches in his face. He went over this cliff. It was really bad, but he's back in action. He's going to dominate. I know, man. I love watching the snowboarding. I also love watching all the super obscure sports. Like, what's up with the one where they're cross-country skiing with a gun on their back,
yeah,
and then they go and shoot a target? Like, is this, like, from the medieval times when this was invented? Like, what's going on?
Yes, isn't that the truth? It's like all the weird ones. Like, have you watched speed skating? I love to watch it. Like, those guys have, like, crazy thighs.
They have crazy thighs. Totally agree. And it's kind of like the one where they do the short track that Apollo Anton Ono used to dominate.
Uh-huh.
That one's a little scary because, like, those are some sharp blades.
Yes.
And if you slide into the end, I mean, you could do some damage. So, yeah, that's kind of fun to watch as well. I agree. That one's great.
This week, what was YouTube's most watched video?
Yeah, it was This Is What Happens When You Don't Sleep In. It's Will Smith, and he has a new YouTube channel talking about being productive and all these kind of just like life advice type situations. This one, he's in Sydney, Australia, and he's running around and he's doing cool things. And I got to say, I read the title of the video and I was like, all right, I don't need another celebrity telling me, you know, how to live my life and how to be productive. But I got to say, it's actually kind of a cool video and it kind of got me fired up. And it's just very well produced. I got some cool drone footage of the beaches. And he's just like in love with the Australian lifestyle. He says, I feel as though he wants to do the, or he said, I want to do the minimum amount of work to afford spending the maximum amount of time doing what I love, which he felt was like the mantra of Sydney, Australia. So just like spending a lot of time doing cool things. He hikes across the bridge. I don't know. Just check it out. It's cool. Will Smith is the man. It's a fun video.
Yeah, I actually watched it and I liked it too. But halfway through it, I was like, man, this is, how much money did he use to produce this? Most YouTube people are just like, bam, you know, camera phone, I got this. And then there's Will Smith and it was like a small army of production team making a movie in 6 minutes.
Seriously, man, it's impressive. I know they got some good footage. What about in the very beginning where he's walking along the street and he just finds a toaster on the ground next to some deer and he's like, oh, I guess this is what they do in Australia.
And then the guy said, go ahead, put it in your pocket. We got to go. It's like, that's Australia.
Put it in your pocket, man. Come on, dude. Grab the toaster. Let's get it going. Stop looking. I know. It was great.
Well, thank you so much, Justin, for coming on and telling us this stuff. See you next week.
Yep. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.